Thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad you could have us today.
Happy to be here.
We also have Julie Johnson, who is the Art Partners case manager. Thanks for being here, Julie.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
I wanted to find out more about the youth mentoring program. What exactly do you guys do with partners?
Well, with the Teen Advisory Board, we deal with doing Nexus Kids events and help them with event every single month that's organized the kids who don't have partners yet. And also, we go to schools and raise awareness for binge drinking and underage drinking in teens in the community.
We try to help younger people get more aware of the dangers of things that a lot of teens get into. Like she said, binge drinking, smoking, drugs, all that. And we also want to have them become aware that there are people around them who care and don't want them to go that way, and that they will always be there. And that's a lot of what we do, is we try to be there for the younger kids and get them to be aware of these things sooner, before it's too late.
And that you don't have to do those things to have fun. You can do other activities like that don't involve binge drinking or drugs or anything like that, that's dangerous for your life, that you can still have fun without doing those things.
And why did you want to be a part of this program? Who was that person maybe for you, or what experience in your life led you to want to help other teenagers?
Well, I just like helping out with the community. My family and I are just really involved in volunteering in certain things. So,
when I was little, when we first moved to Delta, my mom heard about the program, the Partners Program, and she thought it'd be a good idea because it was me and my two brothers and two sisters, and we were all pretty young. So we got involved with the Partners Program over 10 years ago, and we've all gone and had senior partners and done activities with them, and it was really fun. And then I heard about the Teen Advisory Board and how I can start helping the little kids that I was in their position.
So it kind of hits home for you, Hannah.
What were you dealing with when you were young?
Having people around, but they don't have time for you. You are a kid, you need to go play with other kids. They've got business things to take care of, but you really want to connect with adults and hang out with adults because, you know, older people were cool.
Partners is primarily for kids that are maybe struggling a little bit at home or at-risk kids. Am I correct in saying that?
The Partners children in the one-to-one mentoring program?
Yeah.
A lot of them are referred from school counselors. They're having trouble in school, having trouble getting their work done, attendance. There may be family issues, maybe new to the area, single-parent homes where there's one or the other sex parent and the child is missing that other parent. So there are lots of reasons to be referred into the one-to-one mentoring program, and those are children from 7 to 17, but generally younger than that, because then as the kids get older, they may be starting to feel like, oh, this is lame, you know, which is where Art Partners comes in, because if you have something you can focus on, whether it's horsemanship or bicycle mechanics or painting or quilting or sewing or pottery, whatever, then you've got a focus and common ground. You try to find a mentor for the teen that has something in common. You never know what's going to resonate with a teen, male or female. I mean, you just never know. And with the older kids, they can be referred from school or through juvenile diversion or whatever, or if they're just really interested in looking for a new experience, something that they can learn that they've had an interest in, they can refer themselves with their parents' permission.
Do you ever have kids that come into the Partners Program sort of unwillingly?
They may, you know, especially if they're referred, they may have second thoughts or feel like, oh, this is something I have to do. Mm-hmm. But I think generally kids come around pretty quickly, especially after they begin to participate in the Nexus activities. The kids get to see other partnerships relating They see kids with their partner doing their thing, or they've made some friends, other Nexus kids who aren't matched yet, and they are beginning to have friendships that are outside of their own little community.
Hannah and Holly, I wanted to ask you how you've seen people change just going through the partners program and having a partner.
Well, I have an art partner that I do ceramics with, and I noticed how that has really helped. Just having something to look forward to and somebody that's an older role model for me and that I can just connect with really easily. It's helped me grow, and she's taught me so many things because I do ceramics with her. And I've learned so many different techniques and stuff just that she's taught me in the time that I've been her partner.
For me, I've seen quite a few Nexus kids who are from troubled families. It's a little obvious that you can see they're mischievous and like to have fun in different ways, but they're good kids. And when we bring them to the Nexus activities, you can see that they're interacting. They, after a couple times of going to these activities, they know what to expect. They know that they need to behave. They know that they need to be nice and play well, and you can see them doing it. And it's surprising because you know their background, you know that they have trouble, but you're seeing them having fun and being nice and playing well with others, and it's a really nice mm-hmm. thing to see.
Sometimes you have kids who really don't know how to be in a group. It's just not something they do very often, and so this gives them the opportunity. And then after they've done it a time or two, like Hannah says, they begin to see the routine. Some of these kids are so happy to help. Give them a job. Ask them to do this or that. We may be doing something in the kitchen or whatever, that they don't get involved in that at home. And yet, boy, they just love being in the kitchen. They'll wash the dishes. They're having a good time. It's things that we take for granted as part of our everyday life that they don't really, they're not included. And it gives them an opportunity to practice new skills.
And I've been speaking with Hannah Wheeler and Holly Hernandez, who are part of the Teen Advisory Board for Partners, and Julie Johnson, who's our Partners case manager. How can people help and be a part of Partners, either sign up to be a mentor or sign their child up to have a mentor?
Right. Well, there are several ways to be a volunteer with Partners. In fact, as many ways as there are people, there are ways to be helpers. We have the need always for senior partners, both in the Art Partners program and in the one-to-one mentoring program. In the one-to-one mentoring program, we ask for a year commitment. In the Art Partners program, because you're working with teens and life is fluid, somebody gets a car, somebody gets a girlfriend, somebody transfers to a different school, we ask that the senior partner commit to 3 months at a time. And then every 3 months, if they're still on track and having a good time in their partnership, then they can continue for a year. Or they can do pottery for 3 months, and then maybe somebody wants to do photography and they'll switch. So there's that option in Art Partners that you don't have in the one-to-one program. But in the one-to-one program, it takes a little while to get to know somebody. So that's why we ask for a year commitment on everybody's part. We need special event volunteers, people who will help when we go to the beach, somebody who can help transport children to an activity, people who will help when we are in the parade, like in the fair parade. In any way, we have a radio auction every year, people who will donate goods and services. There are many, many ways to support Partners. And then for the children to become partners, as I mentioned, with the Art Partners, with the little bit older children, that's 12 to 17, they can refer themselves. All they need to know is we exist and what we do. And we have a website, and there are referrals on the website, or you can call the office and we'll be happy to meet with you. For the younger children in the one-to-one program, generally we do get referrals from the school counselors, from teachers, from, it could be a professional in the community, a scout leader, somebody who recognizes that this child could benefit and makes that first step and lets us know this child is out there. You know, Partners is part of a statewide organization. There's this umbrella. And we are one of, I believe, 8 affiliates. And there are standards. You know, we do background checks. We don't put your child with just anybody. You know, we want to make sure they have something in common, that they're going to enjoy their time together. And in our partners, especially with a teenager, that's real important. I have had three partners myself. I've had a young man who I taught to swim, who's going to become a Navy SEAL. Uh-huh. He's in the service right now. I have a young lady. We started out doing horses, and then we began sewing, and then she had a baby and is married now, and we still sew and do horses together. She comes over and we visit. Sometimes she needs to talk to somebody who doesn't do baby talk. Uh-huh. So you are watching a young individual become a young adult, and all of the things that come with that, and sometimes just needing, even as a young parent, needing somebody outside the family that they can toss ideas against and get feedback, or just come and have a cup of tea like the old days.
You actually develop a friendship, a relationship with somebody who you can connect with. It's not just the stuff that you have to do, like, oh, I have to go and meet with them for this many hours. So I look forward to every single time that I go to see my art partner.
They become a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my sister, she had an art partner, and she is too old to have an art partner now. And she still keeps in touch with her art partner. She has lunch with her sometimes, takes care of her plants and stuff when she's gone. So they still maintain a relationship of sending postcards and texting and stuff. So
I've had a couple partners now. And my first one, a lot of what we did was involved with home stuff that I didn't get to be a part of at my house. Helping with dinner, helping with animals, helping build. It was all different to me, and I was learning it, and she was helping me. I do run into her occasionally, and when we do, you know, it's an hour-long talk at Walmart or something like that. It's it's nice. We're still on a good level. We still like to see each other when we can. And my other partner moved away because she got a very good job. Me and her would go out and have fun, go on hikes, go to coffee. And, you know, I was a little kid. Coffee was incredible. Somebody was.
Would she actually buy you coffee?
Actually, yeah, she'd buy me coffee. It's okay. I'm old enough now.
So went to the coffee shop. What she's saying is one of those things too. Is that, you know, the child is exposed to some things they may not be otherwise, and those kind of really special treats to go to coffee shop and sit is so grown up. You know, you're 12 years old and you're sitting there, you know, with your latte foam and all of that sprinkles. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Well, thank you so much. I've been joined by Hannah Wheeler, Holly Hernandez, and Julie Johnson of Partners. Thanks again for joining me today, you guys.
Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Yeah, we really
thank
enjoyed
you
it.
For having us.